And I would say two words. Thank you. When I think about losers, people who teach, you know, people say teachers need to, I bet they like getting away from students. I hated the last day of school because I would miss those kids. And then when I realize they're going to walk out of this class and I'll see them a lot as time goes on, but it's never going to be exactly the same as it is right now today. And that's what keeps me going in this business. And if you're a young person and you don't have that call to do it in a serving way, you're not going to last long. Because then it becomes a job. And these days, I think the system, which is different and is so burdensome with paperwork, and I think it's my sister says that teachers are being neutered. Their specialness is being taken away from them by the system. And I'm glad I didn't have to do that.
Well, yeah, it's from talking to people that are still in the business and some of the things that comments they make to you, you understand that it's not quite the same collegial atmosphere that we used to have, and they're not as rich in gaining benefits from those things as we did.
Yeah. When Paul Schramm was coaching sophomore basketball, Susie wanted to go to all the games, and she knew that I would go to all the games. She was not teaching at Western Dubuque at the time. She was teaching at Leo. So she and I would always ride to the sophomore games together with our boys. They didn't have kids yet. So all of a sudden, my students, or students at Western Dubuque, started to call her Mrs. Smith. And it's that we just helped each other. We lived together. We socialized together, the staff. When we thought about doing something socially, it was doing things with people we worked with.
Yeah.
And from what I hear, that's not happening anymore.
Yeah. Yep.
We didn't have Facebook. We had each other.
Well, you know, I just remember when I was there. I mean, I got up every morning and I it was going to be another good day, and I was going to be with people I liked, and we were going to have a good time. Not always, but most of the time. So yeah, lots of good stuff went on.
I would go in Jerry Schmidt's room and I would write a whole lot. I'd write a sentence with everything misspelled. You know. And one day, you know, I had a reputation of being a prankster. One day there was water leaking out of an electrical fixture over by the garbage dumps. So I put a sign on there, light rain, because the light was dripping, so light rain. And then I hid in Jerry Schmidt's classroom just to see what people would say about the sign. And students went by and they said, well, he's got to be here somewhere, you know. So, and then one day Lynn Demmer, this was before you could save your papers on computers, and she lost her paper that she was supposed to hand in to Lois Tyson. She accidentally threw her only copy away. And I was in the library when she was having a meltdown. And so I thought, well, I'd get up early. I thought, maybe I could find it in the dumpster. Because Lois had a lot of paper, so if I found Lois's wastebasket, because the wastebaskets had already been emptied for some reason. So I wore grubby clothes to school, and got in the dumpster as students were walking in the building. And somebody said, "Did you lose your French fries?" You know, people were making comments. They were wondering what in the hell I was in the dumpster for. And I didn't care what they thought. I mean, they knew I was eccentric and I had to live with it. But I found her paper.
Did you really?
I found it. And she, to this day, that's the first thing she says. You know, "You found my paper." And she said, "Would you do that for everyone?" And I said, "Well, probably." I said, "But well, now that I think about it," I said, "I can remember when you were in my class, I was never, ever, for one second, upset with you. You treated me really well. And it's time now for me to pay you back for being so nice to me." And I found it. So those are special memories. And then one time, Terry, I just keep thinking of things that happened out by that garbage dump, because that was my entrance into the main building. And Terry Gedkin was loading tables one morning. They were heavy, and they probably had to take him up to Farley or something. And every table he put on, it was getting harder and harder because they were heavier. So I've helped him. And some teacher, who I won't mention, said to me during lunch, "That was pretty you did something pretty unprofessional this morning." And I said, "Well, I need a little help. What was it?" "Well, you were helping that man put those tables on that truck. That's not your job." And I said, "I taught Terry Gedkin in seventh grade. We've been friends ever since. And if it's wrong to help a friend, then I was wrong and unprofessional.
Good one.
But if I can't help a friend, then I don't need to be here." Because Terry was just as important as the rest of us.
Yep. You think of some crazy things people do, but I do stuff too. Last summer, I went to a Cub Brewer game, and they were passing out these figures of this figure was a pitcher for the Brewers. It was an ugly little statuette. And I had we had four of them. Anyway, I took them home. And so what I've been doing, if we have a get-together at somebody's home, I'll take one along.
Oh.
And I'll look. People have knick-knack shelves.
Sure.
You know, keepsakes. And I'll put it up someplace in their house. And then, you know, just leave. And a couple times that it has gotten, they've discovered them, you know, and they know it's me because I do that kind of stuff. But anyway, it's fun to do stuff like that.
There's, you know, Billy Betts. Jim Zingelmeyer was joining the Western Dubuque staff, and somehow there was a party somewhere in Dubuque to welcome him, and Billy was there, and that was a crazy experience because Bill was just being Bill. I don't think Jim thought to himself, I don't think Jim knew what he was getting into. But then there was another time I stayed in Dubuque, and we only had one car. So I arranged for Beth to give me a ride out to work, because Beth lived in Dubuque at the time. And he looked at his gas gauge, and I didn't have my billfold. And I can remember going through his car trying to find enough change, and there were chicken bones and chicken wrappers, you know, hamburger wrappers, and finally we found like $1.75 in change and got enough money to get out to... Oh, what a guy.
Well, on the same vein, I remember Mike Healy. He would kind of the same type of a personality somewhat, but I remember when he traded cars, and so he had to clean out his car. He found 3 or 4 checks that had never been cashed, among other stuff. Yeah.
But when Mike coached baseball at Western Dubuque, he had liquid fertilizer and coolant in his trunk. And he accidentally added the liquid fertilizer to his radiator. And he was worried that it wasn't going to be able to get up to Slick Elliott's garage. So he had Marty follow him. Well, somehow Marty told Betts about it. And Betts got in Mike's car and put a piece of sod over the radiator, like the fertilizer had started grass growing.
Do you remember Lyle Brown?
Yeah.
Lyle lived at Epworth, and so he had a bunch of friends, and anyway, he confessed to them that I was pissed him off because he had to cut his mother's lawn all the time. And so these guys, during the summer, they would sneak up to the home with some fertilizer and spread it out. And Lyle would come back to the bar from cutting the grass again and come bitching to high heaven about it. It just keeps growing.
When Betts got in the veterans home in Marshalltown,
yeah,
we would stop and visit him. And
that's fine. I'm going to be in this all day, so just drop it off with Ann or in my mailbox.
All right.
Bring it over here, whatever.
All right.
Okay.
I don't remember ever getting it. But did it come in school mail or?
Uh huh. But I emailed it to you yesterday, right?
And
I attached it? Yeah.
I have it. I'll get it
done.
Okay.
Sounds good. No problem.
Okay. But he, you know, he was physically not able to get around very well. But he, to try to make the best of it, he would just go around talking to people.
Yeah.
You know, which is what he did really well.
What a gifted person.
Did you get moved?
Huh?
Did you get moved?
Yep. I just have one closet. And that one's probably going to sit for a couple of
days. We're going to start charging your rent.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot.